Ladies and gentlemen, the goal of my government is to build the most business-friendly economy in Africa and create jobs and prosperity for all Ghanaians. To achieve this, we need to establish the relevant policy framework that will help businesses to expand and create jobs. And we must promote the growth and development of entrepreneurship. And this we must do keeping firmly in our minds the needs of our young people in particular. During the past 20 years, those countries that have made rapid economic strides have been the ones that have encouraged high levels of investment in entrepreneur development. The growth of a more entrepreneurial economy has led to the creation of jobs and the acceleration of economic growth. We can learn a lot from this global trend to develop an entrepreneurial economy and create a conducive and business-friendly environment in our country. It shouldn't really be a difficult thing for us to do, because it might not look like it these days, with everybody seeming to be looking for jobs in government. But I dare say the wealth of this nation was built on the private sector and the entrepreneurial spirit of our people. Time was when the good money was made by the private sector and the risk takers, and not by public officials. We need to get back to those times. Ghanaians are renowned for their sense of enterprise, creativity, and innovation. And the moment has come to reinvigorate that culture. In the past 6 months, government has set about putting in place the measures needed to reduce the cost of doing business and improve the business environment. We have begun to act on the fundamentals. We are stabilizing the macroeconomy and the CD. Inflation has gone down from 15.4% in December 2016 to 12.1% in July 2017, i.e. a period of 6 months, the lowest in 4 years. The benchmark 91-day Treasury bill rate was 22.8% in January and has narrowed to 11.9% in June 2017. The lowest in 5 years. We have abolished a lot of taxes, such as the 1% special import levy, 5% VAT on real estate sales, 17.5% VAT on domestic airline tickets, 17.5% VAT on financial services, 17.5% on selected imported medicines that are not produced locally, and have reintroduced the 3% flat VAT rate for traders. I know that some traders are having problems with the reintroduction of the 3% flat VAT rate. But I'm confident that as time goes by, the objectives of the policy will be better appreciated and embraced. All these measures are being undertaken to stimulate enterprise activity and growth. Very soon, we shall reap the benefits of more jobs and an expanding economy. Ladies and gentlemen, small and medium-sized enterprises, SME, make up over 90% of businesses worldwide and account for the majority of private sector activity in both advanced and emerging market economies. Ours is predominantly an SME economy, and the economic growth and development of our country depend on how well we nurture and support startups and the micro, small, and medium-scale enterprises to enhance their contribution to GDP, job creation, and exports. Micro, small, and medium-scale enterprises contribute about 70% of Ghana's GDP and account for more than 92% of enterprises. An overwhelming majority, estimated that 90% of businesses employ less than 20 people, and there are relatively few enterprises in our country that qualify as large-scale enterprises. It is obvious, therefore, that we have to focus on the development of startups and small businesses by encouraging the entrepreneurial spirit as a national priority. Ladies and gentlemen, the greatest problem of our country is widespread unemployment and lack of jobs. Every year, more young people join in the dispiriting search for jobs. I've come to face with the desperation that is engendered by the lack of jobs. I've spoken about it often. I've even come to accept that it is this lack of jobs that has led to the phenomenon of so many people looking to government for jobs, which appears to be dampening our traditional entrepreneurial spirit. The fact that unemployment is a worldwide phenomenon does not make our national and personal situation any easier to endure. It does not lessen the heartbreak of parents who watch their children go through the frustration of joblessness year after dispiriting year. In 2015, some 4,500 young Ghanaians arrived in Italy after undertaking the horrendous Mediterranean crossing that we all see on television. I'm determined that we change the economic conditions in our country for the better to ensure that young people see it as a place of opportunities instead of the place from which they flee at the peril of their lives. We need to do all within our power to create an entrepreneurial climate to enable our young people come up with creative ideas that can be developed into businesses.